Hello everyone, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. I have been thinking about what to say after last night's loss, and I've decided to go another route with these podcasts, and this is probably where we're going to go from here on out. I've conceded that we're going to not make the playoffs. I'm okay with that. But here's some things to look forward to. We talk about everything going on with the youngsters being good and everything. But I think the biggest thing is now, as we're watching for next year. I think about the people that are going to come back in these lineup next season and how, with their leadership, how this team is going to be that much better. You know, it's not just injuries that got us, and I think that if it were just the injuries alone and we had the full season like everybody else, if we started on time, nothing else happened, I really believe we would have been able to make it. I mean, I believe that if we started on time like everybody, we would have had a chance to get cohesive as a unit and that we would have actually played better together. Because when you have this much youth in the taxi squad and everybody moving in and out, you can't get any continuity. But I'm excited to see the lines that will be paired next season. I'm wondering, with, say, Gerionov and Robertson, who are you going to put in the middle of that line? You know, I'm thinking, you know, Tyler Seguin is center. He could play center or right wing. You put him in the middle, he's your center. You got Ropehens on the left wing and Robertson on the right wing. That's a hell of a line right there. Tyler's pretty fast, but now that he's had the surgeries, he probably won't be as fast. But one of the greatest things he's got going for him, he's a great distributor of the puck. And when you got that speed on either side, you have a place to get that puck to someone and score more goals. And Ottinger's going to be incredible. I mean, I really still not sure what's going to happen to Ben Bishop. He comes back next season. He's probably got one more year on his contract. And my question is, after having a knee surgery, is he going to be the same Ben Bishop? Because, you know, goaltending is getting up and down and moving laterally and all the things you have to do as a goaltender. And knee surgery is not the easiest to come back from. Hip surgery is a little easier, and that's what Tyler Seguin had. We don't know what Alexander Radulov's injury exactly is. They only said lower body, so hopefully he'll get a full year of rest and he'll be ready. We have an incredible hockey team, just not all the pieces together right now. We've tried our hardest, and I know we've played diligently to the very end. And all I can say is that is something with the full season together, we're going to be very deadly, I think. Our defense has kept us in games all year. You've looked at our games for the most part. They've been low scoring, which tells me the defense is still doing their job no matter what. But the defense is not how you score. You got to score goals. I mean, we've had some good looks. Klingberg scored goals. Haskinen's got in there. But the biggest issue is now what to look forward to. And as every one of us watch these games from here on out, that's what we should all be looking towards, the future. Because unless a miracle happens, it looks like Nashville's got on a run, and I think they're going to be the one that gets the fourth seed, which truly upsets me because they're a rivalry and they're in our division normally. They're in the normal Central, and it's just been tough. And we had a really good start. We beat them pretty bad in the beginning of the season. And all those power play goals we had initially, I mean, it looked good. And if we didn't have the ice storm, I think we're sitting pretty. but we had a stoppage in play. So that's something that we have to be okay with, guys. This season wasn't a complete loss. We had the opportunity to watch some really good talent, some young talent, get their chance. And we get to watch them get their chance for the rest of the season and look forward to a brilliant 82-game season next year when we get it again. So I'm watching these games with a lot of enthusiasm. If you think about it, our future is bright in Dallas. And I think that's important that as true fans of hockey and of this team, it's something that we surely need to look at. Anyway, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Hopefully everyone has a wonderful evening, and we will watch the next upcoming game. Go Stars!